This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, August 19th, AD 2019. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Christian woman in Kenya was beaten and thrown out of her home by her husband when he found she had hidden a Bible in a drawer that she usually kept locked, reports International Christian Concern. This lady, who comes from the city of Bura, became a Christian in 2016 when a local pastor of an underground church had explained the gospel to her. She has hidden her new faith ever since. The husband then told her family that she had become a Christian, prompting her brother to beat her. She is currently living in a new town but is in need of help. Please pray for this woman who remains anonymous. VeggieTales co-creator Phil Vischer says Christian filmmakers will have to start addressing homosexual and transgender issues from a biblical perspective because children are already seeing these storylines in secular movies and TV shows, reports the Christian Post. Vischer, who today hosts the Holy Post podcast and the Mr. Phil Show on Right Now Media, said when the PBS children's show Arthur featured a homosexual wedding, there was a, quote, shot heard through the Christian parenting world, end quote. Vischer said, quote, the most striking thing about that episode of Arthur was not that they thought it was time to introduce kids to homosexual marriage. It was the reaction of all the kids on the show. None of them asked questions about why two men were getting married. The reaction was, quote, oh, okay, great, end quote. Vischer said, it's more about what we show as normal rather than explicitly showing something and saying, that's wrong. I'm portraying the positive rather than the negative, but I do believe that at some point we'll be forced to figure out how to explicitly address it, end quote. While Hillsong lyricist Marty Sampson initially said he was, quote, genuinely losing, end quote, his faith, he deleted that post and now says that his faith is on, quote, incredibly shaky ground, end quote, reports the Christian Post. John Cooper, the lead singer of the Christian rock band Skillet, wrote on Facebook that, quote, we must stop making worship leaders and thought leaders or influencers or cool people or quote-unquote relevant people the most influential people in Christendom. We need to value the teaching of the word. We need to value truth over feeling, truth over emotion. What we are seeing now is the result of the church raising up influencers who do not supremely value truth, who have led a generation who also do not believe in the supremacy of truth, end quote. Proverbs 30, verse 5 says, every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. The exchange between the two musicians has come on the heels of Joshua Harris's announcement that he is no longer a Christian. Formerly the author of I Kiss Dating Goodbye, he now has left his wife and is marching in homosexual pride parades of all things. Priscilla Shearer, head of Going Beyond Ministries and the daughter of famed pastor Tony Evans, is warning parents that society's growing rejection of biblical truths is going to have a quote-unquote staggering effect on future generations, reports the Christian Post. Shearer said, quote, people today are struggling to define themselves. We're seeing folks redefine things that God has already given definitions for. And it's because culture continues to move far away from the truths of God as a centerpiece for culture. It used to be, even if people were not Christians, they respected the basic tenets of Christianity. That's not the case anymore. We now live in a postmodern culture. You're ridiculed for believing that the Bible has morals that are relevant. And the more we marginalize God, the more we see the marginalization of the definitions he's created, end quote. Shearer stars in the forthcoming Kendrick Brothers film, Overcomer, opening August 23rd. Shearer plays Olivia Brooks, a high school principal who believes compassion, forgiveness, and prayer have the power to change the trajectory of Hannah's life as she recognizes the importance of God in the development of her identity in high school. 21,000 people have signed a petition on Citizen Go, calling for the reinstatement of a Norwich, England bus driver after he refused to drive a bus endorsing local homosexual pride events. According to passenger Rebecca Sears, who complained to management, the bus driver insisted on his vehicle being swapped, saying, quote, I am not driving this bus because it promotes homosexuality, end quote. She said, quote, "You are stopping people from getting home for such a ridiculous reason. It is really bad," end quote. Sadly, the driver was suspended. And finally, a Charlotte woman named Hester Ford just celebrated her 115th birthday last Thursday, reports Fox 46. Hester has 12 kids, 68 grandkids, and 138 great-grandkids. She lives in her home with them, and they say she recites her Bible verses and songs on a daily basis. Her favorite one is Psalm 23.
She is a living legacy and our family matriarch. We're honored to be here today to celebrate her.
Hester credits her incredible longevity to family and a strong faith in God. She is the oldest living person in the Carolinas and possibly the country. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, August 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.